So my question to you today, what does your calling look like in your life? What does God's calling look like in your life? Do you know God's calling for you right now? Are you listening for God each day to lead you? For some of you, are you even asking the question whether God has anything for you to do? Maybe some of you here have grown tired or distracted or gotten busy in life. This can happen while whether you're a student, whether you're single, whether you're married. A lot of things can happen to take our eyes off our Savior. But nothing is more important than fulfilling the calling that God has put on your life. I feel like God wants you to know today that He has not forgotten you. That God has not forgotten the plans that He's written out for each of you here. That God has not forgotten the promises that He makes to you through the Word of God. He has not walked away from you. But God is calling out to many of you here to reconnect with the calling of God upon your life. The Apostle Paul went through great suffering in the first century. But I tell you, he knew his calling from God. He knew it was the Creator of the universe that called him to the mission that he had. And when things became difficult, he could remember his calling from God. And if you can remember the calling of God, even when the times get very difficult, it will carry you through. Now, Paul looked at the church at Rome. And he could tell that they were a church that knew their calling. That they were a church that had responded to the call of God in each of their lives. And there's three things that Paul wanted to share with this church that responded to God's call. Let me just touch on those three things briefly. Verse 8, it talks about how Paul was thankful to God for this church's faith. It's truly amazing as I read this verse. Because you know, in the first century, they didn't have Facebook. They didn't have Twitter. They didn't even have email. Or cell phones. And yet somehow, you know, as they followed God and exhibited their faith, it says that their faith became known throughout the world. It's amazing to me. I imagine that they were people who stepped out in faith every day. Their faith prompted them to take risks. to take action for Christ.
去为神做事情.
And when they did this,
当他们做这些事情的时候,
I believe they saw God move mountains.
他们看到了神能够为他们, 开天辟地.
Is there a mountain today that you need God to move in your life?
你今天中有没有, 生命中有没有一座大山需要神帮你移开呢?
The Bible is clear.
圣经里讲得很清楚。
No. He looks at our faith to unlock the keys to move those mountains.
他借着我们的信心, 然后去帮我们把这些山,大山给移开。
This church in Rome understood what faith is.
罗马教会明白什么是信心。
They brought honor to the name of Christ.
他们为耶稣的荣耀,基督名带来了荣耀。
And because of this, Paul gives thanks to God.
因此,保罗为向神献上感恩。
How's your faith doing here today?
你们今天的信心如何呢?
How's your faith been this season of your life?
你们在这个节气中,这个生命中,这个节气中,信心是如何呢?
Is your faith stronger today than it was 1 year ago?
和五年前比,你的信心是多了还是少了呢?
Is your faith stronger than it was 5 years ago?
信心是否比五年前多还是少了?
Because the Spirit of God wants to work in your hearts. The Spirit of God wants to pull you closer to Him every single day. I know it can be difficult. Because you know, when we walk by faith, we don't always see short-term results right away. And the things in the supernatural are invisible to our natural eyes. But remember this. That when you pray, God hears you. And when you step out in faith, God sees you. In the Old Testament, one of God's names is Jehovah Roi. It means the God who sees. God sees your sacrifices. God sees the hard choices you have made for Him. God sees you. And He will not fail to bring a harvest when the season is ready. And in that time, in that season, many people will give thanks to God for your faith. So don't be discouraged. Do not grow weary in doing good. For in due time, God will bring a harvest. God will bring it. We need to just persevere and have faith. A second thing that Paul wanted to share with the church. I think he says in verse 11, he wanted to give them a spiritual gift to make them strong so they could encourage one another. Here's a church that already had was famous for its faith. And Paul wanted to visit them to give them yet more gifts. He wanted to give them supernatural gifts to help them to be even more equipped. And he knew that ultimately it would bring encouragement in the church.
Because he believed that this would bring encouragement.
You know, every pastor, every spiritual leader has a common desire.
每个牧师，每个灵恩上的领袖都有这个愿望。
You know, we know our calling to want to invest our lives into people.
我们知道我们的呼召是希望我们能够
Because we want to equip you and prepare you for what God wants to do through you. We want you to know the resources that God has made available to you. So that you can build each other up. In a letter to the Corinthians, Paul talks about that we're all part of a body.
在, 哥林多前书, 保罗中提到,
talks about how every part is important. That we need to encourage and strengthen one another.
我们需要互相鼓励,
you know, it's so important that every single person in this room understands that.
这个重要到我们这屋里的每一个人都知道这一点的。
Some of you may be thinking, well, no, that doesn't include me.
有些人可能想,这个不包括我。
But it does!
但是它是包括你的。
You're all part of the body of Christ, you're part of the church family.
你们每一个人都是耶稣的身体的一部分。
It's not just the pastor's job.
这不光是牧师的职责。
It's not just the deacon's job.
也不光是执事的职责。
But each of us has a gift from God that can be used to strengthen in a powerful way for the purposes of God. You know, pastors get discouraged sometimes. I remember recently I was meeting with some of my men. And we were sharing about what God was doing in our lives. Sharing about the ways that we wanted to do better. And I remember confessing to men in my group. I told them that how, you know, I pray for them, but in the last few months, I had let discouragement creep in. Because I would labor in prayer, but I would never hear anything. I would never hear that God answered prayer. So I confessed to my men that I had kind of, you know, stopped praying as much. Because sometimes it didn't seem like it made that much of a difference. That's what Satan likes to keep telling me. And as I was sharing this, one of my men stopped me. He said, Pastor, says, it matters to me. It matters to me that I know that you're praying for me. So I recommitted to pray for him. I said, you know, you're right. I'm going to pray for you regularly. Pray. I'm going to labor for you. And I tell you, it was not even 2-3 days later. And he came to me and told me, oh, you wouldn't believe how God has answered prayer in this area of my life. You know what? That made me want to pray even more. You know? And then a week later, he came back and told me about another area of his life that God had brought breakthrough. And the amazing thing is, I started seeing more and more of my men begin to tell stories of how God was answering prayer, how God was showing up.
This,
And they were able to encourage each other. And they also encouraged me. Every person in this room, including your pastor and leaders, needs encouragement. And when we understand this, our church can be healthier and stronger. We want to be a church that's praying for each other. That trusts God to move mountains. Believe me, God wants to move those mountains more than you do in your life. But will you believe Him? You know, we all have different supernatural gifts from God. Are you using that gift? Are you using that gift and letting God do amazing things? Or are you taking God's gift and putting it in a corner? God wants you to use your gifts to encourage one another and build up the church. It doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian. Will you have faith and will you trust God today? The last thing Paul tells the church at Rome. In verse 14, he talks about his longing to visit Rome so that he can share the gospel with more people of that great city. I hope you go home tonight and you reread these verses. Because if you do, you hear the passion in Paul's voice. The heart to preach the gospel of God. You know, as Paul traveled, he had many critics. People ridiculed him. They laughed at him. They mocked him. They persecuted him. And if you read the book of Acts, you know that he suffered greatly at times. But here Paul writes that he is not ashamed of the gospel. Why? Because he knew without a doubt that the gospel is the power of God for salvation of all men and women. He knew that the gospel is the only way to rescue people that we know, to rescue them from their own sin and from hell. It is the only way to bring the righteousness of God into our lives. You know, because God's righteousness cannot be purchased. God's righteousness cannot be manufactured. It cannot be reached by our own effort. But Jesus Christ died on the cross. He died for our sins so that His righteousness is available to all who call upon His name. It is available to all your friends. To all your family who are lost. The blessings of God are right there. They're right there available. But is our heart big enough to risk shame or laughter in order to tell them the way to salvation? God, Paul believed this with every fiber of his being. How about you today? Today, are you completely convinced, confident in the power of the gospel? Do you know absolutely that there is no other way to salvation except through Jesus Christ? Are you bold for God? Are you passionate like the Apostle Paul? Paul wanted that church in Rome to have the same passion as he did. And I know that he would want this church to have that same passion too. You know, Easter is coming up in 1 month. And as you think about your friends, you know your friends. Some of them may not come to church any other time of the year. But they might come on Easter. Sometimes Easter can just sneak up on us. And sometimes we miss the opportunity. But I want to challenge you. Begin to pray now. Make a list of the people that you want to see in heaven someday. By faith, pray for them every day. Let the Holy Spirit move you to weep and shed tears for these people's salvation. When I became a Christian in 1986, it was after 3 years after I had met these born-again Christians. And I gave them a hard time, I'll be honest. You know, I laughed at them. I gave them a hard time. But they prayed for me for 3 years. They shared the gospel with me, I don't know how many times. Well, on the night I trusted in Jesus Christ, I don't even know why I did. The Holy Spirit just penetrated my heart. And God answered people's prayers. So I want to challenge you to have faith. Be practical. No. Ask God to show you who you should pray to invest your life into their life. Invite them to church. But most of all, invite them into your life. That's what Jesus did. He's a good model to follow. In summary, fulfill the calling of God upon your life. Choose to live by faith. Build up one another with your gifts. And share the good news with the passion that God will give in your heart.
这个神用我们的心来传神的福音。
And the God who sees all things, He will answer your prayers.
这个全知全能的神，他是会回答你的祷告的。
Let's pray.
你一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you so much for your love for us.
天父啊，我们对您给我们的爱真的很感激。
Thank you for the Word of God that reminds us of what is most important.
感谢您赐给我们神的话，让我们想起最重要的是什么。
Thank you for the calling of God in each person's life in this room.
谢谢您给我们的呼召，给我们这个屋子中每一个人的呼召。
Father God, would you give us more faith?
天父啊，给我们更多的信心吧。
Would you show us who we should encourage today with our gifts?
告诉我们，让我们去该鼓励谁。
Oh God, set our hearts on fire for the gospel.
把我们的心放在火上一样去分享您的福音。
We surrender to you.
我们在您面前降服。
We trust you.
我们信任您。
We love you.
我们爱你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名。
Amen.
Amen.